It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. How are your brackets holding up in the NCAA basketball tournaments, may I ask? The American Gaming Association's new survey says Americans will bet $15.5 billion on March Madness. 31 million people betting with a traditional sports book or casino. Call in with your questions or thoughts about sports betting, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Chad Foose is Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. Chad, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well. So Oneida Nation, now over a year into its sports betting operation, what are your takeaways as far as your expectations for this aspect of the casino business?
Well, I can tell you our customers like it. They like the fact that they have a place to go that offers legalized sports bet booking, and we're seeing a lot of interest grow the longer that we have it. And so we've been in operation with this new endeavor for just under a year and 4 months. So we started in November of 2021.
Are you seeing, in terms of that customer base, is it return business, people coming back? What do you see there?
You know, it's a combination of a lot of our clientele, of our customers. So we have new customers, we have existing customers, we have people who are just trying it as it's a new offering. But we're seeing new foot traffic, existing foot traffic, and, you know, so far from what we know, they like the experience of it. We're trying to give them the best experience possible, and we're trying to give them the best entertainment as possible.
What is surprising about this part of your business? What didn't you expect?
I don't think we expected the amount of people we would see at some of the major events. For instance, this past weekend with the NCAA basketball tournament going on, we were extremely busy. We recognized that last year at this time, but last year at this time, we were only about 3.5 months into this new business. But, you know, we're really surprised about the amount of foot traffic of people coming to our facility.
You know, I watched that absolute nail biter, Marquette University ultimately falling to Michigan State on Sunday in such a game. Are upsets, though, generally good or bad for a casino's business?
I think just in the general public, people like to root for the underdogs. obviously, you know, unfortunately, with the Marquette game, we're not able to offer or take bets on that game. Or if Wisconsin would have been in the tournament, we weren't able to take bets on those games either. But there was a lot of interest, a lot of people in our sports bet booking room that were watching the game, betting on other games. So it was a great experience. But yeah, I mean, just like yourself, probably, I know me personally, I love watching the upsets and the underdogs.
Well, explain how that works a little more, why someone cannot bet on a game of the UW or say Marquette. Explain how that works.
What happens is that we have a compact with the state of Wisconsin, and through the negotiations in order to offer event wagering or sports bet booking, that was one of the things that we negotiated that the state had looked at as maybe it's not ideal at this time to allow betting on in-state Division I sports. We're not unique, though, of the approximately 30 states that offer sports bet booking. There's a combination of about half of those states that do not allow the same type of betting that we don't allow, and that's in-state Division I sports.
Sports betting legalized, as you mentioned, through a compact between the state of Wisconsin and the state's federally recognized tribes. Do you think our tribal communities seeking changes to further expand sports betting or further amend these compacts, gaming compacts?
I believe that the 11 nations, which includes ourselves in the state of Wisconsin, I believe we'd be naive to think that there wasn't any dialogue. I know that we were the first ones to be able to offer event wagering, sports bet booking in the state of Wisconsin. I do believe that, you know, the other 10 tribes or nations are most likely researching, you know, is it a good business model for them? Does it work for them? You know, I can't really answer for those other tribes, but I would probably, no pun intended, I'd probably bet that they're looking at, is it a good business model for them and where they are?
We see Potawatomi, Forest County Potawatomi, take that step with their casino hotel seeking to open a sports betting business in Milwaukee. Would that development affect your business?
So with sports bet booking in the state of Wisconsin is a little bit unique in comparison to how maybe the rest of the industry does it. And for instance, there's a couple of different ways that you can make bets in the state of Wisconsin. One is obviously on property and talking with a cashier that has in our facility a lot of knowledge of to help you. Second one is through a kiosk, but the third one is through an app. But in that app is pretty limited to the areas where you can make those bets. So it's not statewide. We don't foresee it being statewide at any time soon. So therefore you are kind of, you're related to only offer this app within your reservation boundaries on specified pieces of land in the state of Wisconsin. So we don't see as much as Potawatomi from the sports bet booking side being competition. But, you know, it's great that, you know, the rest of the tribes are researching it and they're going to help grow the tribe sports bet booking in the state of Wisconsin.
We're talking about sports betting with Chad Foos, Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. You can join in the conversation with your questions and your experiences along the way, 800-642-1234. Chad, as you mentioned, the app with online sports betting through an app, how do you ensure the app is only accessible on the Oneida properties and not beyond them?
Great question. We put a lot of effort into ensuring that the parcels of land that we can offer the sports bet booking on, we use a technology, geofencing. It's not a new technology, but it's enhanced every single day that we see making updates. So we geofence our locations. The best way to think about this is a invisible electronic dog fence that you'd put around your yard. Your dog can only go to a certain area before he's not going to want to go outside of that area. Same with sports bet booking. We geofence an area and those individuals can make bets in that area, but once they go outside of it, they're no longer able to make bets. So the app does not allow you, it allows you to see what kind of bets you can make, but it does not allow you to physically make a bet.
You mentioned the flurry over March Madness. What else are casino visitors often betting on?
Some of the biggest events in sports bet booking world, obviously we just had one in February, and that is the Super Bowl. So that's for a single day event. That's probably the biggest event that we will see in Wisconsin for bets being taken. The second biggest one is obviously the NCAA tournament for the duration of March and into April. We'll see a lot of traffic happening, a lot of bets being made. And then you have your, you know, the NBA finals, you have the NHL finals, you have the World Series for baseball. You know, a lot of those big events like that draw a lot of interest to wager.
So how do you prepare for the Super Bowl? What do you do on the casino side to make sure that you're fully prepared to do it?
We ensure that we have enough employees to handle that amount of traffic. We don't want to give anybody a bad experience. Essentially, the casino is about entertainment, about a social experience. So the more services, the more employees, the more hands-on that we can give our potential customers is great. So, you know, for this past weekend, we overstaffed a lot of our areas, you know, a lot more foot traffic. We have a lot more cleaning that needs to happen. We have a lot more food that's being served. We have a lot more bets that are being taken. It just compounds as we get busier and we try to bring on more employees to help with that.
A lot of places are really struggling to find those employees, to find those frontline workers. Are you?
Definitely. We are not immune to the hiring challenges as other businesses are also. So we've tried to come up with creative ways to entice employees. You know, we do a lot of recognition for our employees. We do a lot of small tokens of appreciation. So we try and you know, we want to retain all those employees as everybody else does. So yeah, it is a challenge.
Chad Foos, Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. Colin, with your questions and thoughts about sports betting in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Oneida Nation amended its gaming compact with Wisconsin nearly 2 years ago, adding sports betting to its casino offerings late last year. We check in on its sportsbook gambling operation. Call in with questions and comments about sports betting. The number to call in is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Chad Foos is Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. And Chad, you know, let's turn to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, all eyes on there and whether his era could or may or should be over in Green Bay, as, you know, he wants to play for the Jets next season. How would that move, if it goes through, affect sports betting around the Packers?
Well, just speaking about the Packers in general, I'm not so sure if it's with a quarterback or an individual player either coming to the Green Bay Packers or leaving the Green Bay Packers is really going to change the minds of individuals who want to bet on the game itself. I guess that'll to be seen come the fall if the quarterback does decide to move on. But, you know, just living in Green Bay, growing up in Green Bay, everybody just likes the team as a team. You know, you have your favorite players, but I'm not so sure that people are betting on the games because of players. I would venture to guess they're betting on the games because they are the Green Bay Packers and they are their home team in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, so Packers bigger than Aaron Rodgers. So what are the odds then that Rodgers actually moves to the Jets or stays with the Packers?
I think you know as well as I do. That's a tough question to answer.
Okay, so how about this? You know, there is a lot of gaming terminology out there. How much should a person know to place bets responsibly? How much do you need to know about this terminology?
That's a great point that you bring up, responsible betting. So, you know, we do encourage it. We are a supporter of the organizations that look at gambling, Gamblers Anonymous and so forth. So we are part of those associations. But responsible gambling, you know, we do have different regulatory functions that we have to have in place. One of them, know your customer, kind of understand what the customers are doing, especially if they're betting. Their betting patterns seem to be different than a normal betting pattern. I don't have what a normal betting pattern is right now, but we do monitor. We do watch for individuals who may be betting out of their means.
How do you take action on that?
We have different ways that we take action. You know, we have individuals who come in and they just tell us, you know, we don't want you to take a bet from us anymore. And we honor that. And we actually encourage people who don't believe that they can responsibly gamble to do that. You know, we put a block in our system. So if they do attempt to make wagers or bet at our casino, we can identify them and let them know that, you know, you are the ones that wanted to not allow yourself to take a bet at the casino, and most of them are pretty good with that. Unfortunately, we do have a process in place that they can overturn that also. So, but it's a good first step if they identify that there's an issue and that we can help them with that.
How easily can it be overturned by the customer?
From that standpoint, they really meet with their security director, and they have a sit-down conversation to go over, the whys, would we want it overturned and so forth. So we do have essentially an informal interview with the individual, kind of find out why they want that overturned.
The American Psychiatric Association essentially defines gambling disorder as uncontrollable gambling. So does the casino view it as a health problem, as a health issue?
We have a lot of regulatory functions that we need to follow, and part of those regulatory functions are identifying some of the things that we had just talked about. So we do follow the regulations to a T. We are very highly regulated, and that also allows us to offer integrity to our bets that are being taken. So with our regulatory functions, we have a we have to do some of these initiatives. I'm not going to get into all the details of what we do, but we do at points in times assist with ensuring that individuals cannot bet outside of their means.
We're talking about sports betting with Chad Foos, Gaming Chief Financial Officer for Oneida Casino. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Chad, opening day for professional baseball next week. How are the Milwaukee Brewers expected to do this year? And what do you see in terms of sports betting and casino traffic there?
I think baseball is one of the most intriguing sports to begin the season with. There's so much hype about the baseball season. You have 162 games. It's a long season for them. We've seen a lot of interest in individuals wanting to bet on their favorite in-team professional team, the Milwaukee Brewers. So we do see a lot of interest in that right now. And mostly what they're taking bets on is, are they gonna make it to the World Series, and are they gonna win the World Series? So they kind of have those future bets that are out there right now. So we see our share of those future bets happening.
Major League Baseball had famously issued this lifetime ban against its all-time hits leader, Pete Rose, over betting while he was with the Reds. Does the casino make efforts to ensure that athletes or coaches or others are unable to place bets on their own matches?
We really look to the first of all, the answer is yes, we're willing to work with any professional sports organization to do that. The second thing is, we talking with the professional sports organizations, we really look to them to make sure that the code of ethics that they have with their teams and their players are in place also. So it's really a combination of them working with their players and us working with the organization.
Turning to State of the Tribes address, Secaucus Chippewa Community Chairman Robert Van Zyl said there are an estimated 60,000 illegal gaming machines across the state that are operating. Should law enforcement be doing more to crack down on illegal sports betting?
60,000 machines, that's a large number. So, with the chairman appears to be talking about is that, they view it as a major problem when he's pointing out a number of 60,000. So we have read a lot of the studies. The American Gaming Association has, as you have quoted at the beginning of the interview, had commissioned a study. And there's other studies that have been commissioned in the state of Wisconsin. So the chairman wasn't too far off what his thoughts about illegal gambling were. So we all know it's happening. And, we are looking at the enforcement mechanisms of how that happens and what needs to be done. So we are staying on top of it also, yes.
Just in the last couple seconds we have left, is a casino impacted by a potential recession. What happens to casinos in a recession?
Prior to 2008, most casinos were, I would say, immune to the recessions. But once 2008 hit, I think throughout the United States, I think most Native American casinos, as well as commercial casinos, realized they are no longer immune to recessions or retraction of the economy. So we did recognize a retraction of our revenues during the 2008 to 2014.
The Great Recession. We are not immune to recessions.
Correct.
Chad, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Chad Foos, Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.